Foggy brain? How do you recharge your batteries? A nap or coffee? This is Sandrit Singh Loh with the lowdown on science. Chug down a grande frappuccino after lunch and whoa, you are rip-roaring and ready to go. But does coffee actually help? Sarah Mednick and colleagues at the University of California, San Diego wondered, what's the best way to fight the afternoon crash? Over 60 volunteers memorized word lists and learned a movement, tapping sequences with their fingers. Then they were divided into three groups. One group took a caffeine pill. One got a placebo. The last group got to take a 30-minute nap. Then they all took a quiz. Results? The nappers recalled 20% more words than the caffeine group and 12% more than the placebo group. Additionally, the participants who took caffeine were worse than others at replicating the movements. Mednick believes that while caffeine may make us feel alert, it doesn't actually help us perform better. Now you know a dose is a latte better than a dose of caffeine, that is. And now, for me, a nap.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.